The situation in the Balkans continues to deteriorate. As bombs fall on selected targets inside Yugoslavia, a steady stream of ethnic Albanian refugees has been fleeing Kosovo to Albania and Macedonia. NPR's Anne Garrels is near the border between Macedonia and Kosovo. She joins us. Hi, Annie.
Good morning.
Tell us what you're seeing.
Well, the stream seems to have dried up of refugees. By last night, several hundred had come across the border into Macedonia yesterday. This morning, only one man and his family arrived at the border. He'd come from the town of Uroševac. He was trembling. His eyes were red from either crying or lack of sleep. He said there is complete panic in the town. Buildings are on fire. He said he had seen no killings, but all he could keep saying was panic, panic, panic. Apparently, the Serbian police there have become much more aggressive since the NATO bombings began, especially since the police station there has apparently been bombed by NATO.
You've been there for a while now. How does his story compare to other stories that you're hearing from other refugees?
Very much the same. Yesterday, we could see from the border the village right across in Kosovo in flames. There was nothing subtle about it. And one old man and his wife who fled yesterday tried to go back today, but the Serb police on the Serbian side in Kosovo refused to let them back. They were forced out of the village yesterday after their houses had been burned, and the Serbs basically pushed them across the border into Macedonia. They did not necessarily want to leave. And this is the same story we're hearing again and again. In the city of Jakova, a woman here has been in touch with her parents. They're moving from place to place as the city there is on fire. Their neighborhood is on fire. They report there that anywhere between 6 and 10 men at least have been executed. In Pech, her relatives have been forced out of their houses. We've been told that they're on a forced march, possibly to Montenegro. The fear is that the Serbian troops are going to use these Albanians possibly as human shields.
Is there any way to confirm those stories, though?
Well, all we can do is to relate what the refugees themselves are saying or what, for instance, people hear when they call their parents, their aunts and uncles, what they are saying. There is no one on the ground in Kosovo who can corroborate any of this. Apparently, the ICRC and the French organization Médecins Sans Frontières are still in Pristina, but they're hunkered down. And what aid organizations here are saying, one reason we're not seeing very many people coming out is that most people are hunkering down because there are so many Serb troops on the roads now. It's probably safer to try and stay where you are, as horrible as that may seem, rather than take to the roads and face the unknown.
What sort of shape are the people in that you've been seeing?
You know, they look remarkably middle class. All they've got are the clothes on their backs, nothing more. They're obviously shaken and in shock.
But physically, they seem...
Physically, they seem all right. Physically, they seem all right.
Are there things in place to help these people? I mean, that we've been hearing about thousands and thousands. You said it's sort of down to a trickle, but it strikes me that it's not going to stay that way.
Overall, in the last several weeks, about 18,000 have come to Macedonia and 20,000 to Albania. Aid organizations are ready for far more. And the Albanian community, certainly here in Macedonia, has taken in all of these people, even if they're not relatives. They themselves have organized so that there's no problem with housing. The Albanian community in Macedonia has solved that problem for the aid organizations. And as far as food and medicines go, the aid organizations say they've got plenty of donor money. The Europeans don't want these people to go anywhere else, so they've provided lots of money for Macedonia. So they're ready for far more refugees than they've actually seen.
So the Macedonian government isn't overwhelmed at this point?
No, not at all. What everybody is concerned about is that there aren't more, and they want to know why.
Why more people aren't coming.
That's right.
NPR's Anne Garrels, sitting in a car near the border between Macedonia and Kosovo. Thank you very much, Anne.
You're welcome, Leanne.